Well, today is Labor Day, and joining us this morning with a look at a current state of the labor movement is Massachusetts AFL-CIO President Stephen Tolman. Mr. Tolman, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning again, and happy Labor Day.
And happy Labor Day to you as well. So, what is the current state of the labor movement?
Well, actually, there's great news in the labor movement. New numbers are out. Nearly 90% of people under 30 have a favorable view of unions. And let me say that again. 9 out of 10 young people believe in unions. And across America, two-thirds of Americans support the labor movement in general. In fact, believe it or not, Dan, they say that more Americans believe in unions than actually like chocolate or vanilla ice cream. Strawberry's been left out of the bunch, but those are two facts in a recent analysis. So we're real excited. People are catching on and understand that Labor Day is about actually understanding the history of the labor movement and realizing that it's the labor movement that brought you the weekend. It's the labor movement that stopped child labor. It's the labor movement that has built the middle class. We wake it up in the morning, we put it to bed at night, and we're real excited about all this good news.
Now, of course, this has been a very public year for the labor movement and unions, with two entertainment unions, SAG-AFTRA and the Writers Guild, going on strike.
Absolutely, and they're facing a battle that everybody's going to be facing with artificial intelligence. And believe me, Dan, we as a nation, as every city and town throughout Massachusetts and throughout our country, we must use artificial intelligence for good purposes, not for the bad purposes. And that's what that's all about. They want to pay chump change to these actors and then use their quality presentations forever without paying them. They want to give them a one-stop payment and see you later. And that is unacceptable. And I know they're working hard to reach an agreement, but we must stand with SAG-AFTRA and the Writers Guild of America, because this is the beginning of using artificial intelligence for profit and not for the right reasons.
So, and as you said, this is not just an issue for these two Hollywood unions or these entertainment unions, but this is something that could affect potentially every industry.
Oh, especially big tech. What big tech is trying to do with the Uber and Lyft, when they want to not pay these employees the proper benefits that every other employee gets in Massachusetts. It's the same thing. It's using artificial intelligence and using the big tech, the ability of big tech to bypass our laws. The AG is suing them. They're tying it up in court. They're using all the money that they're making against workers. And I'll tell you, Dan, sisters and brothers, this labor movement, the labor movement is organized nationally. In fact, we have a new campaign where they say it's better in a union. And that's a worldwide campaign. It's better in a union. And the reason for that is because your jobs will come with benefits, your jobs will have dignity, and there'll be accountability in the work sites.
And as we were just speaking with SAG-AFTRA local president Andrea Lyman, and she's heading to a breakfast and rally later this morning.
Well, I hope to see her there, Dan, and I hope you guys will be up there. And I'll tell you, one of my 12 years, this is my last Labor Day, but one of my 12 years, the best call is to call into the Marshfield radio station and share our views for the labor movement. So we've really appreciated you for doing this every single year.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for spending these past 12 Labor Days with us. We appreciate that very much.
It's our honor. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Massachusetts AFL-CIO President Stephen Tolman.